Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
So working from home, I have to ask you this question, right? There's a guy called Nicholas Bloom, an economist at Stanford University. He's actually been studying working from home arrangements for years prior to this, before the whole world was actually forced to work from home. So that's the starting point.
So now the whole research that comes out of this says that, and this is possibly the most important part of his findings, is that working from home apparently increases productivity and the overall happiness of the employee. So that's obviously if certain measures are put in place to ensure that your work life and personal life stay separated. So, you know, you can't just be on work mode all the time and you can't be on home mode while you're trying to work. So that's the thing. Working from home seemingly has been a resounding success.
Yeah, across the board. Awesome. Also, you're quite right. The Nicholas Bloom's research in that you need to, if you can delineate, I'm at home, but this is work time.
Yeah.
And this is, now this
and
is
And have
now
like
home
an office
time.
Space or something that you can have in a corner or in a room that gets closed. So
and also a little bit of a red flag there for slightly patriarchal societies that say, oh, well, seeing as you're working from home, you can actually now clean the house and be the babysitter at the same time. No, it's not about that. Yeah. It's not that at all.
And when it comes to us, okay, I just want to say I'm not for us working at home. So when I say us, Darren, Kerry and Sky or radio presenter. Oh, actually, if you're a one-man radio presenter, it's fine. But if it's your team, it's a bit difficult for us. But I think if you're in a corporate, it's pretty cool to work from home. I think it makes life easier. There's less distractions from co-workers because you're not in the office. There's also less useless meetings. You know when you say, oh, that could have been an email.
Yeah.
And don't laugh at this because these things add up. You also, as a corporate, save a lot on milk and toilet paper.
It does add up.
It does add up.
Look, I love what you're saying. I also just want to put out there that as the only person in this team that is single and living alone, sometimes it's nice to have to go somewhere
but when
and
you
see
were,
someone else.
But when you were not single, you were still living alone.
And you also couldn't wait to escape.
Yeah. So what do you say?
Okay, so then I'm on that.
So
apparently I love coming to work.
There you go, you little social butterfly. But for the rest of us hermits out there who can actually be a lot more productive when we're at home, there's some jobs that you can't. If you're a plumber, I'm sorry, you're going to have to come to my house.
Or a surgeon.
Or a surgeon, an electrician, or a teacher. Yeah. You know, well, can't actually, 50-50 on that
one. Can't you do a Zoom call for plumbing?
But what about the tools, the specialized tools?
Now, Darren, pick
improvise.
Up the thing on the left and put that on the right side. Right, there
deeper,
we go.
Deeper.
Just flush
that's
the toilet.
Good. Wiggle, 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 and flush. Yeah, all right. So it is 2021, and our employees should be getting with the program. We don't need to work in cubicles anymore, do we? We are almost 2 years into this pandemic. Are you ready to go back to work, or have you discovered this thing where you go, hang on a second, I'm actually more productive when I don't have to include the commute or all of the unnecessary, as you would say, that could have been email meetings? I want to hear from you. Things, because we're now in level one, we're right towards the end. We're sort of like edging towards a semblance of normality. Do you prefer working from home, or are you looking forward to going back to the office? And if you're a boss, have you noticed that your staff are working better from home, or are you dying to have them come back to the office? All right, I need to hear from you. This is our market research right now.
And on the line this morning, someone with a very interesting finding around productivity at work, Franco. Good morning.
Good morning.
Franco, your findings here.
I was at our auditors, and it's just a 5-minute, you know, quick hello, how are you doing type thing. And basically what he said was that because of the pandemic, you know, they work from home, but all the employees were very productive. They actually went up, not necessarily 8 to 5, but they would work, you know, take 2 hours here to go do something, but then they'll work 2 hours tonight. They'll put in their hours. He actually said the younger generation was more of a problem.
But in all things.
Yeah. Younger generation is already a problem even at work.
Yeah.
So.
Very true, yeah.
It doesn't matter if they're at work or at home. The younger generation is always going to be challenged.
Yeah, well, okay. Franco, that is very, very interesting. We also receive these voice notes.
Hi, East Coast Radio. I most definitely love going to work and socializing with people because being at home can be so lonely. And also because I'm a person that gets distracted really easily.
Good morning, Darren, Kerry and Sky. Well, my name is Lisa, and with regards to your question this morning about working from home, well, I'm an admin assistant for a farm, and I haven't been off. I worked through level 5, I worked throughout. I've never had a single day off. Well, guess what? It's work. You work for it. No matter what it is, no matter what the risk is, you have to work.
Hi, ECR Breakfast Team. It's Kavish. Look, with regards to working from home, I prefer a good balance because I'm actually more of a social and interactive person. So that does play a big part in my work environment and my actual job functions. I could work from home, but also I would enjoy meeting people and being at the office and having that social interaction time. I feel that's a healthy balance. So working from home, it helps be more productive, but then as well, attending meetings and meeting people, that gives more balance in my work days. Thank you.
Morning. It's interesting that you say that about research and working from home and so forth. My auditor, we had a meeting a while back. I had to go see him, as you know. And he said that when they work from home, the older employees, their productivity increased. The younger employees, their productivity decreased. So it isn't all roses. As for the younger ones, they can't seem to have the discipline to separate the two.
Good morning, breakfast team. This is Jay here from the South Coast. I would definitely say working from home has been more productive for me. I work in a financial institution and our head office is in Umhlanga. So commuting from home to the office would take me on a good day, like an hour to get to work, an hour to get home. And working from home has shown me that, I mean, in those 2 hours that's lost, I'm actually working much, much more better at home. Not only that, I'm not thinking about the drive back home, and I'm not stressing about driving in traffic and being in an accident and or sitting in traffic and waiting to like bypass and get to work. So definitely stress free. I mean, obviously it has its downs working from home. You know, you got to do the dishes during your lunch break and stuff like that. But in terms of work, I think I'm definitely more productive working from home.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.